Some woman has ulcer, husband problem, hypertension, husband problem, arthritis, family problem, headache, migraine. Fine woman turned into a shadow of herself because of who she married. Energetic man turned to a shadow of himself, afraid to go home after work because of war waiting at home. World War V. Say, oh God, have you come home? So like I was saying last night, let's start from there. If you are a man and you don't want your wife to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? If you are a woman and you don't want your husband to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? Show me a united family, a united marriage, and I show you an anointed home, anointed marriage. There is a level of oil you may never see until there is takes favor to find a wife. It takes favor from God to find a wife. It takes divine favor. God needs to favor you well to get a good wife. Let me talk to the girls. Don't waste any man's time if you don't want to marry them. The man is hanging around and you make him hang around. There are three other people. John said, sister, you need to talk to me. Say, I am still praying. Don't be in a hurry now. This thing is something you must find out. She's praying nothing. There are three people. Waiting. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' precious name. I welcome our pastors who have come from both outside the town and those from within Abuja. We appreciate you. Give the Lord a praise for them. We didn't particularly announce a celebration, but they are here, and all of those connected via the satellite and the internet, the Lord bless you. We have received so many text messages today, and it will be absolutely impossible to reply all text messages. Please, in case you don't get a reply, consider this as a reply. The Lord honor you, and the Lord bless you. And the Lord cause those around your life to honor you in Jesus' precious name. We trust God that this will be an impactful meeting, not just a religious event that will touch somebody's life. We believe that a single person here, a married person, a separated or divorced person, a mother, a father, will receive something today that will shift your life to another level. Someone trusting for the fruit of the womb will receive something that will change your life. This is from Mrs. Joy Abbo from FCT. It's a happy marriage anniversary, daddy and mommy. May God continue to increase you in Jesus' name. He said, I remember vividly during your last wedding anniversary, that's 16th April 2017, you made decrees and prayed for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, which was the category I belonged to. To the glory of God, the yoke of barrenness was broken as I became pregnant the following month, May 2017. God delivered me of a bouncing baby boy in January 2018, exactly 9 months later, which was 10 months after the decree. God bless you. Somebody here, by this time next year, if Jesus tarries to come, your testimony shall come like this. I said, your testimony shall come like this. In Jesus' precious name. Very quickly, open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And I will read from verse 22. Start from verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives as even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to speak very quickly on God's will for marriage. God's will for marriage. Our objective is, one, finding God's will in marriage. Two, following God's will in marriage. Three, understanding measures for lasting marital harmony. First, finding God's will in marriage. Second, following God's will in marriage. Third, understanding measures for lasting marital harmony. Why is talk about marriage necessary? Number one, there is an amazing level of confusion and lack of direction among the youths and singles in the area of finding the right partner. Amazing level of confusion. As a pastor, pastoring full-time for almost 22 years, and counseling people many more years before that, amazing level of confusion. So a man should have been married by now, a lady should have been married by now, if not for the confusion we are talking about. Secondly, there is an amazing level of misunderstanding of relationship dynamics. What I would call relationship dynamics and psychology. Among youths and singles, a level of misunderstanding. Young guys really don't understand how the mind of girls work. And young girls at times also misunderstand how guys think. So there is such a clash of mentality and psychology until you have a lot of conscious or unconscious heartbreaks. That is why talk about marriage is necessary. Number three, because there is an amazing level of struggle, tension, and frustration among married couples. Amazing level, tension, struggle, tension, frustration. One of our counselors in the counseling department came to tell me of how a marriage that was joined within 3 months, the wife is talking about divorce. And she was talking rightfully so. Because a marriage of 3 months, the marriage I'm talking about now is not 1 year yet. Because the man turned the wife into a punching bag. A Christian man. A church man. Less than a month into marriage. There is such a tension and frustration among homes that there are people, the only reason why they are still married is, what will people say? you hearing me? What will people say? What about the children? What kind of testimony am I going to have? That is the only reason why some are still there. And this is not of God. This is not of God. Why do we need to talk about marriage? Finally, there is an amazing level of marital breakages. Call it marriage relationship failures, breakages, separations, divorce. With the consequent impact on all parties. Impact on mother, impact on father, impact on children, especially. Amazing. The point of the matter is that we used to hear of divorce in those days only among unbelievers. The challenge now is that we are hearing of divorce among believers. Hearing of divorce among ministers. A pastor's wife sent me a text today. I asked her to rush and come and see us. Let's see what can be done. The husband took him to her court today. Court. And according to her, lied against her to the judge and to the court. The church is the light of the world. If we are failing as the world is failing, what do we have to say? I took somebody on a tour today of the Lord's garden, a government officer in authority. The person was so amazed at what we're seeing. And I said, one of the reasons for this place is to show the system how to do things. How things can be done. The church is the light of the world. Why are we here? To talk about it, number five. There is an amazing level of satanic conspiracy against families and homes. Are you still interested? Families. That was why in the Garden of Eden, as soon as God declared Adam and Eve, man and wife, commissioned the garden, the serpent arrived immediately. Many of us thought that the fall of man was just a fall, but it was an attack primarily on the home. You don't understand that. First of all, Satan ensured that Adam and Eve were not together. Wherever Adam was, he didn't engage Adam. Secondly, when God created Adam and Eve, God seemed to have said, brought Eve to Adam. He said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. It shall be called woman, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. After the temptation, he said, Adam, what have you done? He said, the woman you gave to be with me. That is number one, it is your fault. When I was on my own, nothing happened. Number two, I don't know that woman anymore. She's not bone of my bone anymore. You only gave her to be with me. The separation started. It was an attack on harmony and dignity. But I prophesy to somebody, every devil looking for you will never find you. Sitting in the sister's house, they gave you coke, you didn't say no. They gave you wine, bottle of capel, you didn't say no. They gave you spaghetti, coconut rice. Then tomorrow, you bring somebody and say, sister, you know we have been very good friends. I want to introduce to you who I want to marry. For me, the rice! Take your seat. in the presence of the Lord. Have you gotten anything so far? I think that even if I stop here, we have already heard enough. But let's go on quickly. Why? What is the benefit of marital harmony? Why is it that we are not only meant to marry, but marry well? And married and have a marriage that works. Number one, marital harmony provokes the flow of the oil. Marital unity and harmony, it provokes the flow of the oil. Actually, unity and harmony anywhere generates the anointing. Psalm 133 verse 1, all the way to verse last. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment that flowed down the head. It provokes oil. Show me a united family, a united marriage, and I show you an anointed home. Anointed marriage. There is a level of oil you may never see until there is a unity in the spirit. And this oil is needed to beat the head of the adversary. Number two, marital harmony multiplies potential and productivity. Giftings, graces are released. He said, two are better than one. She read it for us, Psalm 4 verse 9. For they have a good reward for their labor. Your potentials come out. In an enabling, harmonious family environment, your graces come out. Your giftings come out. Your flows come out. It multiplies potential, multiplies productivity. There is a limit to which a man or a woman can manifest grace and manifest potential if the harmony is lacking. Number three, marital harmony guarantees answered prayers. Quicker answers, quicker results. In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, he said, dwell, likewise you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. He said there is a way you and your wife will live that can accelerate expedite prayers. And there is a level of confusion between you and your wife that can hinder your prayer requests. You are saying, Lord, send us finances. The devil is saying, don't send them anything. They are quarreling every day. They are shouting at each other. Number four, okay, marital harmony impacts the destiny of children positively. Because we are talking of harmony. It impacts the destiny of children positively. Malachi chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible said, God said, why did he make the two one? Yet he had the residue of the spirit. Whereunto one? He said that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit and let no one deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Do well because of your children. What are we talking about? When children grow in an enabling, positive family environment, they are positivistic, enthusiastic, optimistic. They don't fear for the future. They can see future already happening around them. Am I communicating? There are some children that I came across a family where the woman is trying to leave the man. He said the man looked too much like her father. Yeah. Because of whatever she must have passed through growing up, or what the mother passed through. Say the husband is always reminding her of the father. The way the father brought. There are girls who are afraid to marry because of what their mother suffered. And it has been confirmed that 60%, over 60% of prisoners in America were young men and women who came out of broken, scattered, bad homes or no home at all. That is why when a man is very wicked to his wife, he doesn't know what he's doing to his children. He's laying down a generational pattern, except for divine intervention. He doesn't know what he's doing to his daughters, especially women, and so on. So it's very, very important. Marital harmony impacts the destiny of children positively. Number five, marital harmony contributes to personal fulfillment, satisfaction and health. See a woman that is loved, cared for, taken care of in a good home, is bouncing, excited, jubilant. See a man that is having a good time in his home, no headache from wife. He's excited. In fact, they look finer, look younger, look healthier. But some woman has ulcer, husband problem, hypertension, husband problem, arthritis, family problem, headache, migraine. Fine woman turned into a shadow of herself because of who she married. Energetic man turned to a shadow of himself. Afraid to go home after work because of war waiting at home. World War V. Say, oh God, have you come home? So like I was saying last night, let's start from there. Like I was saying last night, you think the matter has finished? It has not now. We are just starting. Why do you, why, at times I wonder why some people are satisfied with frustration. If you are a man and you don't want your, and you don't want your wife to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? If you are a woman and you don't want your husband to be happy, what will make you happy on earth? Any child who said, mother should not sleep, me to be awake to fulfill that vision. The vision of keeping mother awake. Since it is a vision, be awake. Personal fulfillment. Satisfaction, health. Number six, marital harmony contributes to success in life's pursuits and endeavors. Success. The woman is extra successful at work because she was happy from the home. The man is extra productive under his manager because he was happy from the home. But you have a situation where a guy is telling his secretary, madam, you are too absent-minded these days. Is something the problem? Madam, the level of mistakes you make in assignments, they have multiplied. Are you all right? I'm sorry to use the name. Michael, Thomas. Jimmy. Any name? What is happening to you? Do you need 2 weeks off work? Hey, Jane. Come on. Wake up. Then they give him 2 weeks casual leave. Or 1 week. The next one is terminal leave. Why? Something is pinching one part of his leg and his whole body is on fire. You don't know that frustration in the home translates into distraction in the workplace? Frustration in the home translates into distraction in the field. Even there are times that women take their anger out on the children. The husband said, if you do what you did last time, I will deal with you when I return back from work. And he's a lion of the tribe of his family. And the wife knows it's not threatening. It's a promise. The wife is aware that that is not a threat. It was a promise. I'll deal with you as I come back from home. And he has always been fulfilling his promises in that regard. So the son is coming, saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. Say, shut up! Leave me alone! Leave me alone. Poor boy is wondering what I do. Mommy, what I do? Leave me alone now! Transferred aggression. Something not working somewhere. It is entering another area. I prophesy to somebody. That kind of frustrated home, my God and your God will help you never to experience that. And everyone in such a situation right now, my God and your God will give you deliverance. Deliverance. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Number 7, marital harmony contributes to a healthy sense of self-worth, self-value, self-image, self-esteem. A healthy sense of self-worth, self-value, self-esteem, self-image. You feel good about yourself. If your wife feels good about you, if your husband feels good about you, you don't move about with inferiority complex. And you know that confidence guarantees competence. You don't move about feeling like see people are better than you. I pity those women and those men that find themselves in terrible abusive situations where the woman is so sharp-mouthed. Say, look at you. Are you a man? Are you a man? Pull that trouser and wear a skirt. And there are people, men that have finished their wives. Say, you. Mobile liability. Burden in motion. So since I married you, everything went bad. Did you know me before I married you? I was succeeding before. Look at you. Father, I didn't know what I did to God before he allowed me to marry you. But this young lady is moving about as a shadow. No confidence. I am not good enough. There are those who insult their partners on special bodily matters. Terrible. If he's a man, he's emasculated. If he's a woman, he just loses her femininity, the dignity of a woman, because of being married to a man. The worst thing you can do to any human being is to destroy their value for themselves. Value for themselves. You may not value them, but don't kill their own value for themselves.